This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, February 11th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. On today's edition of Ozarks, 21C Museum Hotel officially opens in Bentonville. We'll have a report from the ribbon-cutting ceremony that took place late this morning. Plus, a local nonprofit organization is helping educate residents about the Earned Income Tax Credit, while tomorrow night's Science Cafe will provide information on the nanotechnology work being conducted on the University of Arkansas campus. Those stories and more, but first, lawmakers may soon have a new tool to root out fraud and corruption in state government. Today, a House committee advanced legislation that would pay a reward to any state employee who reports waste or inefficiency. That employee would stand to receive 10% of any savings the state gains from their report. Republican Representative Nate Bell of MENA says his bill is a safeguard.
It's as much preventative as it is curative. At this point, you know, obviously if there is fraud, we don't know about it. So the idea is that if it is occurring, that it brings it to the light of day, and that if it's not occurring, that it helps prevent it in the future.
Some lawmakers questioned whether the bill would cause the state to have to spend extra money for additional investigations into waste and fraud. The House is expected to vote on the bill next week. As lawmakers look for ways to fill a $60 million shortfall in the Medicaid budget and weigh the possibility of expanding the program, an audit released Friday shows the program has paid more than $1 million to ineligible recipients since 2009. House Republican Majority Leader Bruce Westerman says the audit's results show a broken system.
I think what concerns me is the fact that we keep having shortfalls in the Medicaid system, and then we see that we have structural problems inside the program. And there's a lot of talk about expanding Medicaid, wanting to add more beneficiaries, add more services, yet we've got a broken system that needs fixed. So it's what we've been saying all along, that before we start talking a lot about expansion, we need to fix what's broken.
The audit was scheduled for a March release, but Republican lawmakers requested a preliminary report that would have been released 2 weeks ago. Objections from the governor and the State Department of Human Services, which oversees Medicaid, pushed its release back. The governor's spokesman, Matt DeCampbell, says the report released last week is more in line with standard practices.
We're still reviewing them. I think he is gratified that the more traditional procedures were followed, the DHS had the chance to sit down with the Bureau, and that the result that you see, even though we won't agree with all of it, and I don't think any administration ever will, it was a productive discussion, and we've got a fair representation of the agency.
The audit shows DHS paid benefits to ineligible Medicaid recipients at a rate of 15% in 2009. DHS says it took corrective action. The next 2 years saw ineligible payment rates in the 3% range until last year, when they rose to 14%. DHS says the audit looked at different data for the last year. Officials say consumers will likely see higher beef prices because of a 6% drop in the number of beef cattle in Arkansas. The severe drought last year is the primary reason. Dr. Tom Troxell, a professor for animal sciences at the University of Arkansas Little Rock, says this is the third consecutive year for a decline.
Hopefully we can get back to a normal weather pattern, and cattle producers are optimistic folks, and if we can get back to a normal weather pattern, I think you'll see cattle producers will start to rebuild their cattle herd, and we'll see beef cattle supplies come back, and price of beef will start to decline.
The reduction in Arkansas was twice the national rate decline, which was 3%. According to a new study by the University of Arkansas, Razorback Athletics has an annual estimated economic impact of $153.6 million on the state's economy. The study also contends that Razorback Athletics will have an additional $239.7 million impact through planned construction projects already on the books. The study was conducted during the 2011 and 2012 academic year by the Center for Business and Economic Research in the Walton College of Business at the U of A. The study also found that more than 1 million fans attended Razorback sporting events on the UA campus in Fayetteville. This resulted in new economic activity of nearly $30 million in Northwest Arkansas, including hotel or motel room stays, and the purchase of more than 1 million meals in local eateries. The study projects that in the next 5 years of athletic facility construction, activity worth $150 million in 2012 will lead to 2,016 jobs and long-term economic value of $239.7 million. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s in northwest Arkansas and the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of rain with a high of 44 degrees. Tomorrow night, there is a 70% chance of precipitation with snow likely, and expect lows from 30 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 34 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.